Hi there. You are now listening to a sermon from Calvary City Church. We hope that this message blesses you, encourages you, and speaks to you. May God always reveal His goodness, mercy, and love to you. Enjoy the message.
It is so wonderful to see people coming physically for service. You know, as a way of introduction to this morning's message, I like to turn your attention, not your Bible, your attention to Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Okay? Now, basically, this scripture tells us no one comes to an overcoming, nobody comes to an overcoming life except by the grace of God. Somebody say amen, please. For it is His grace that disciplines us to live soberly, righteously, and God-fearing in this turbulent time. Can somebody say amen, please? Okay, let me just read. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and in the godly present age. As I told you earlier, I summarize this verse by saying, unless and until God's grace is activated in our lives, we cannot live a godly life. Are you here with me? We cannot live a righteous life. We cannot be disciplined to live soberly so that we can serve God reverently. Does it make sense? Now, you turn with me to the anchor verse of today's message. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 10. I want to send Brother David Raj and his wife with this message. Okay, Ms. Gao, you'll come to service right. If he doesn't come, you won't come. Watch online, please. Okay? This is your farewell message. My friend, we'll see you in KL. And he said to me, look at this. You know, and he said to me, after praying three times to remove the thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, intimidation, affliction, uncertainty, fear, worries, you know, famine of peace, like what you're going through right now. He prayed three times and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. That's my word for you. My grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Come on. Can somebody say amen, please? This coronavirus looks like an infirmity over the nation. And if you look at it in God's perspective, in weakness, my strength is made perfect. Come on, somebody say amen, please. My grace is sufficient. Therefore, Paul tells us, and I want you to be restored, therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities. I will not cringe in fear, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That's the standard of God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. What has this got to do with year 2021? I entitle this short message that let us enter into year 2021 with the grace of God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. In the midst of all this uncertainty, in the midst of numbers in Malaysia increasing like yesterday, Johor Bahru had what, 500 cases? Okay, nobody has the number. Yeah, 500? Okay, yeah. The cases seems to be increasing. On the other hand, the vaccine has been discovered. In this midst of uncertainty, fear, literally, I told the leaders, pastors, we need to rebuild the church. The principality of fear, anxiety, worries. You know, the famine of finance. You know, how many people we have been helping. Housing them, helping them, buying provisions for them. And thank God, the finances of the church has been doing good. Come on, let's give Jesus a glory. Really good. If you can see ding clapping hand means it must be really good. Seriously, an unprecedented favor of God. Why? Because God knows Calvary City Church will not just keep the money to buy things for themselves. We've been feeding the Rohingyas. We're putting them in budget hotels. Their houses are flooded. And our guys are going out yesterday until late night, relocating them, evacuating them. We're doing that. You know, praise God. Can somebody say amen, please? In the midst of all this, what is really needed for us is the grace of God. Come on, say grace of God. David says in Psalms 84, verse 11 and 12, I entitled this short message, God's Grace for 2021, only His grace. Psalms 84, verse 11 and 12 says, For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. And the Lord will give you, the sun and shield will give you grace. Everybody say grace and glory. Grace and glory. Promotions, grace and glory. No good things will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who will trust in You. Can somebody say amen, please? What is the purpose of this message? Where are we going in the next couple of minutes? The grace of God, look at me, the grace of God, this is the understanding that I want to bring into your heart. This is the realization that I want to bring into your heart. And this is the purpose. The grace of God will be sufficient for us in the remaining 362 days. Am I right? We've already passed 3 days already. God's grace will be sufficient for us in the remaining 362 days. I preach this message prophetically that that which is not complete in your life will be completed. That which is not healed will be healed in your life. That which is not settled will be settled. That which is not restored will be restored. That which is not clear will be clear. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Only by the grace of God. Can somebody say amen, please? I want you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10. You know, Paul tells us this. Only the grace of God. Turn to your neighbor and say, only the grace of God. Yeah, we're going to overcome this. We're going to overcome all the obstacles. Not through our clever mind. Not through the clever discovery of vaccine. They all play a part, but only by the grace of God. Now, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15:10, by the grace of God. Everybody say, by the grace of God. That's the bridge that you need between you and your disappointments, between you and your fear, between you and your defeat, between you and your infirmity, between you and the lack that you have, by the grace of God. Can somebody say amen, please? By the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace towards me is not in vain. And he goes on to say, on the contrary, I worked harder. Worked harder means it's not the work of your hand. It's a work of faith. The hearing of faith. The seeing of faith. The believing of faith. The receiving of faith. The accepting of faith. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And it says here, harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that's with me. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. I like to say this. The grace of God will not fail you. And the grace of God will see you through in year 2021. Come on, somebody say amen, please. You know, friends, I talked about days. Right? I talked about days. The nature of your days. I talked about that. If you're interested, it'll be on a website. Please log on and see. Very quickly, I want you to take this message to the remaining days of year 2021. Three things about the outworking of grace in our lives as we enter into year 2021. Three things. Okay, everybody say three things. Okay, we make it easier for all of us. Three things that you need to recognize, realize, and yield yourself to the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of grace, the workings of grace in your life in 2021. Number one, I like this. Number one, God's grace. Everybody say God's grace. Wow. God's grace is the unmerited, everybody say unmerited. Unmerited favor of God to both the deserving, the ill-deserving, or rather the undeserving and the ill-deserving. Can somebody say amen, please? You know, the grace of God is without partiality. He doesn't see the race. He doesn't see the color. He doesn't see the position. He doesn't see how big and how small you are. The unmerited favor of God for the undeserving and the ill-deserving. Come on, we qualify for this. I definitely qualify for this. Can somebody say amen, please? Isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? As we enter into this year with all this turbulence and all this difficult time, and I say this prophetically, God's grace will be sufficient for you, and He will see you through, and God's grace will not fail you, will not fail your family. For parents who are concerned about their children, and children who are concerned about their parents, I tell you, what you need to take hold is the grace of God, and the grace of God will see you through, and the grace of God will not fail you, because the grace of God was purchased by the blood of Jesus. Can somebody say amen, please? Isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? And friends, 2 Corinthians 9:8. Grace is the unmerited favor of God for the undeserving and the ill-deserving, and we qualify. I qualify, come on, by the standards of this world. By the standards of righteousness, I qualify. Are you here with me? You qualify. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And I like the scripture very much. And it says, and it's on the screen, right? And God is able to make all grace. Everybody say all grace. Come on, lock your eyes with me for a while. I cannot see your expression, but I can see your eyes anyway. You know what? All grace. Why all grace? Some of us think total grace. No. The Bible has got seven different manifestation of the grace of God. Do you know that? How many of you know that? Do you know that? Not Benjamin, do you know that? Yeah, he knows. And I'm going to ask him to come. Anyone? No, he doesn't want to come. That means he doesn't know, I think. Okay. Seven. I only got 10 minutes. You must be joking, my friends. All online, you see? Sky is just giving me 10 minutes. How come? What's happening? I'm supposed to finish by 11. Okay, right, okay. Please excuse me. First time you're coming, I would like to keep you short, a bit shorter. Okay. You know, friends, sevenfold grace. All grace. Everybody say all grace. And I like this. When I meditated on this, the Holy Spirit, you know what's all grace? Number one, those of you taking notes from His presence, we draw grace upon grace. Grace, number one, grace upon grace. Say grace upon grace. John chapter 1, verse 16. Number two, the manifold grace. Say manifold grace. You know, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. You know, we've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus and through the forgiveness of sin according to the manifold grace of God. And number three, we have sufficient grace. 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 9, right? And then we have a measure of grace. We have a measure of grace. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. Then we have saving grace. Saving grace. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Then we have all grace. Say all grace. Everyone say all grace. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Then we have this grace called the financial grace. The bankers would like to know the financial grace. 2 Corinthians 8, 9, Jesus said, "For you knew the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, he became poor, and through his poverty, we became rich." Come on, somebody say amen, please. Do you have 7 now? If you don't have 7, doesn't matter. You ask me afterwards, I'll give it to you. And greater grace, sorry, one more, greater grace. Acts chapter 4, verse 33, a great grace was present with great power. And if you all 7, Bikim, do you have all the 7? Bikim, you have. Okay. If you have, take it from her, please. And friends, it says, let's go back. That's how rich God's grace is. His grace will never be exhausted. Come on, somebody say amen, please. No matter how many times you would come back to him, his grace will never be exhausted. And 2 Corinthians 9, 8 says, and God is able, I like this, God is able, the impossible become possible. God is able to make all grace abound towards you in year 2021, that you always having all sufficiency, that which is not complete will be completed, that which is not topped up will be topped up, that which is not overflowing will overflow, all sufficiency in all things. All things, finances, your job, your marriage, and your family. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. That you may have an abundance for every good work. You have love to give. You have mercy to give. You have got finance to give. You know, until late night, the second level guys, a team, went up to relocate, evacuate the Rohingyas. And they were wet. You know why? They have enough love to give. They have enough mercy. That's why selfishness did not come to them. They moved the families to, you know, our Devan Sarvaguna, you know, though the areas are flooding, our Devan Sarvaguna is only for Malaysians. They expect all others to die in the drain. I mean, mercy. Can somebody say mercy, please? As we are anchoring this Rohingya community, this is our first challenge yesterday. Flood, children, young, they're old, and bred, right? Cold, and we put them in budget hotels and provided them with warm dinner and this morning breakfast and lunch. And I prayed this morning, God, bring the sun, let the go, water go down. We're spending money. And so kind of Pastor Boy and Sister Ding to open up 2 houses in Sri Alam to relocate. How many families there? 16 people. Praise God. You see, that's the church. Turn to your neighbor and say, that's the church. Yeah. See, when God graces unmerited favor of God to the undeserving and the ill-deserving, and our responsibility is to discharge that grace, loving kindness to people who are in need. Come on, somebody say amen, please. By the way, those of you who are watching here, watching online, thank you for giving to our Rohingya fund, but we have turned it into a relief fund. You can continue to give us. You know, friends, about grace, Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 7. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 7. But to each one of us, every one of you, if life has been taking a toll on you and you're tired through all that you're going through, please remember, get the grace to work in your life. I'll tell you how. To each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Every one of us have got the measure of grace, and that measure of grace is the unmerited favor of God for you when you're undeserving, when you're ill-deserving. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. The qualification for God's grace is undeserving and ill-deserving. Is that wonderful? Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, that's wonderful. You know, friends, since March, the church has engaged on a 7 o'clock prayer. We thank God for couples, sometimes with their children, coming and praying together with us. It is not just another prayer. The reason why we started this 7 o'clock prayer is because we continue to extend the shield of faith over Calvary City Churches and Pusat Kebajikan and Transformation Alliance Too many people's life is at risk. The church totals up to more than 5,000 people, almost 1,000 people living in Pusat Kebajikan Calvary, excluding the children in the school. And TA, numerous churches in TA, you know, and day and night we prayed. And you know what? I want to say this testimony. None of them in Calvary City churches were infected with COVID-19. Come on, let's give Jesus a glory. None of them. The Mandarin, the Tamil, the Bahasa Malaysia, the Indonesian, the Myanmar, the Sabahan, the Sarawakan, the Orang Asli, the Indonesians, the Vietnamese, the Pakistanis, none of them. None of the Pusat Kebajikan Calvary homes were affected. You know, this is the target group. In drug addicts, when they come, they're weak. Our old men, 85 years old, people still living. Because we feed them 7 times a day, small meal. And they're happy. Now they've moved them to Pasigudang, you know, next to the beach, and the wind is blowing. And what they said, boy, hawa. Huh? They're so excited, the old men all. The old woman come and sit outside, wind. You and I don't have the privilege, okay? It's like a resort home, very windy, huh? And you know what? This lockdown, since they moved there, the Buddhist group has been giving food to them. Serious. A false pork, you know, imitated, all vegetable. No? It looks like pork, it's not pork. They cheat people. And we also cheat the old folks. No, they're enjoying their stay there. None of them were infected. Seriously. We have HIV centers. It's a vulnerable group. We have to take them to hospital. None of them. And what is this? What is this? This is the sufficient grace of God. Come on, somebody give Jesus the glory. It's the sufficient grace of God. Hallelujah. And I want to say this prophetically. I don't know what's the nature of your living. I don't know what your circumstances in your life is right now. You may have lost your job. You may have lost your finances. But I want to say this prophetically. God's grace is sufficient for you in the midst of all that you're going through. And I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you. Don't lose your dream. Don't lose your hope. And don't lose your vision. Put your hands together. Give Jesus a glory. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Come on. Isn't that wonderful? You know, friends, number two, about the grace of God, and we're going to sip communion. Number two, the grace of God. I like this. The grace of God. To those who are strong and battling weaknesses in our lives. You know, battling weaknesses in our lives. Battling some bondages in our life, battling some impossibilities. God's grace is a power from God to do good things in us and for us. God's grace is the power from God. Everyone's ready to say power. Power from God to do good things in us and for us. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. It is actually power from God that acts and makes good things happen in us and for us and our family. Does it make sense? Come on, does that make sense? In other words, look at me. In other words, the grace of God is not just the favor, but the grace of God is manifested as the power in our lives to enable us. Say, enable us. Hallelujah. To take small steps towards great victory. Are you here with me? Small steps towards great success. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. I give you a scripture. Romans 6 chapter verse 1. Worship team, can you come? Romans 6 chapter verse 1. Look at the scripture. Look at the principle that's found in the scripture. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? You know, friends, look at me. If you read the scripture properly, it says every time when we fall into sin, every time when we fall into not displeasing God, what happens? We only experience guilt and condemnation. But side by side, in your failure, Side by side in your defeat, the grace of God is available to empower you to overcome the very weakness that you have fallen in. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus a glory. Hallelujah. The devil will tell you when you sin, guilt and condemnation will abound. But I want to say now, when a child of God sins, the grace of God is the first one to step out so that the grace of God through his loving kindness can empower us to overcome that guilt and condemnation and sin, that we may stand strong and receive the good things that God has for us. Put your hands together. Give Jesus a glory. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Come on. Isn't that wonderful? You know, friends, David said this. I call this the joyful song of grace. Can I come near? Can you see me? Those at home, frighten you a bit. You know, friends, this is a joy. This is a joyful declaration of grace. In Psalms 103, verse 1 through 5, David said this. Hear this, please, from my heart. You know what he said? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The unmerited favor of God. Okay, forget not all his benefits. Who has forgiven all our sin, who has healed us of all our diseases, and was delivered us from destruction, and crown our life with loving kindness, and satisfied our mouth with good things, that our youth will be renewed like an eagle. Can somebody say amen, please? That's the grace of God. That's a joyful manifestation of the grace of God. As a matter of fact, the grace of God is at work in each one of us while you're sitting here. And Paul says this in Philippians chapter 2. Mitchell, if you're writing down notes, Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Work out here means the work of faith. And it says, look at the next verse. That's how the grace of God is working inside of you. Seriously, that's how the grace of God works inside of us. For it is God who has at work in you to will and to do for his good pleasure. So that while you're sitting here and listening to this message, God is preparing huge loads of grace to download upon your life. Seriously, that's how grace works. It works like a waterfall in our lives. It touches every areas of our life. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Are you okay, camera? Are you okay if I'm walking around? I think you should be okay. By now, they're all multimedia experts. From March, they're handling the cameras. Okay, praise God. Isn't that wonderful? And I want to close with this. I want to leave this execution power into your hands. Everybody say execution. Now, how do we execute God's grace in our lives that we may experience the unmerited favor of God? How can we execute this? That's a problem. All of us have got the measure of faith. But how do we execute this? You can visibly see some people's lives are much more blessed than others. Not because God is partial, but because those people that are blessed is because they know how to execute the grace of God. And that's what I want to leave with you for the rest of the year. The third point is God's grace in our life is effectively executed through our faith. Say faith. And faith is manifested through hope. Manifested through belief, manifested through trust. Faith will never fail you. Believe will never disappoint you, and trust will never rust. That's a familiar message I preached before. Your faith is then extended to trust. I trust in God. I believe in the promises of God. And I hope in the future that God is for me. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And then grace is executed. The catalyst that releases the grace of God into your life, into your marriage, into your deals that aren't done yet. That which is not completed is faith. Faith. Every time when you come to God and said, God, I believe. I believe in you for my finances. I believe in you for my job. I believe in you for my future. I believe in you for whatever that you're believing. The grace of God is executed. It's already at work inside. And I tell you, for it is God who works in you to will and to do for his good pleasure. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13. And grace is at work. Well, they're standing here. And he wants to favor you. Let me just give you a scripture. Romans 5. God, you're so good. Romans 5 verse 1 and 2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, you're a child of God. By faith, you're made righteous. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What an awesome thing. Look at the next verse. Through whom also, everybody say also. Remember this word, also, through whom also. We have an access. Access means inroad. By faith into the grace of God. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Where faith abounds, grace abounds. Where trust abounds, grace abounds. Where belief abounds, grace abounds. Where what else? Trust, belief, hope abounds, grace abounds. You know, look at this grace of God. Some of our church members' families were exposed to COVID-19. When they tested them, bolyao. God protected them. And then two of our workers in PKK happily went for dinner with the non-believing parents, not knowing the father and mother are carriers. After dinner, they realized parents went for check, COVID-19. And we put the two of them, one working in the office, one working in the store, we put them on a 14-day quarantine. They went out for a test and the doctor said, nothing. Everybody say nothing. You know, I tell you, when you believe God, the coronavirus is nothing. Yeah, it's nothing. You see, that's the grace of God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Amen. Come on, I conclude this message by giving you some pointers. We are thankful for the past grace in year 2020. And we praise God for the present grace today. And we believe God by faith for future grace. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Can you stand to your feet?
Thank you for listening to this sermon. For more sermons like this, check out our website, calvary.com.my. We hope you have a blessed week ahead.